Welcome to Game Changer Podcast. David Villa here with Diana. And today, Diana, I want to dive into planted, not buried. Planted, not buried. You know, I have, I've gone through writing the Bible plan on this. And so I'm excited about this topic. Gone through life many times, feeling, especially in those waiting seasons, whether I've, you know, caused those things because, look, David has caused David to have to walk around the mountain many a time. And then there's been times where, you know, I've walked through seasons where God orchestrated a waiting period. But it's a lot of times in those seasons, in those times where you don't see it, in those times where you don't feel it, and you really don't know where God is. Sometimes it's, you can only see the step in front of you. You know, it's the scripture that says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's, you know, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But it's those times when you don't see any more than one step in front of you, that I have felt in those seasons like I'm buried. You know, the dream is buried. The vision is buried. The future is buried. And, you know, the enemy would have us believe that. And there's, I know that this is going to touch people today because I know that there's countless people that feel that way because that's, I think, the way the enemy does things. Every time God does something, the enemy has a counterfeit, you know? And so this morning, I want to talk about planted, not buried, because a lot of times when we feel as a child of God that we're buried, we're really planted. And as a Christ follower, you know, I think we feel this way. We feel buried sometimes and forgotten. But the truth is that we are planted and growing. We tend to associate, in life, burying something with death and decay. You bury something that dies. You bury something that is no longer here. When something's buried, you know, it's gone. But planting something is an act of hope in faith in what is to come, right? We live around a lot of fields, you know, fruit fields and vegetable fields and things like that. And you and I, you know, we drive out together on the weekend sometimes and we discuss this. And I know this has been on your heart lately, and I'm sure you're probably touched on that in this episode. But, you know, it's you plant a seed. And really a seed is planted at the very beginning of its potential, not at the end. So even though it's placed underground and there's dirt that's placed on it, and there's a season where you can't see it, there's life going on. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. For its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. There's a lot there to unpack, right? So I want to challenge you, and I'm going to say this at the beginning of this episode. You are planted, you're not buried, and there is a difference. The enemy is a liar, and he says you're buried, but he's the father of lies. And I want to just encourage you and tell you right from the jump on this episode that you, my friend, are planted, not buried. And God's got a plan for your life, and it's just beginning. This thing is not over. And so, you know, before I get into it, I want to talk a little bit about the Chinese bamboo tree. I want to talk about that process. What's your thoughts as we jump into this topic, planted, not
buried? I think one of the things that stood out about that scripture is it says, and does not fear what heat comes. Sometimes we're in heats of life, right?
Yeah.
And we're fearful, but it's saying that he is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. Do not fear.
So when heat comes, not if.
Yep. Do not fear when you're in those seasons of heat. Mm. But even in those heated seasons, its leaves remain green. And it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. So I feel like that's a really important thing is like the heat says it does not fear. I think that we automatically, when we come into those pressurized times, especially in the culture we're in right now, we start fearing, what if I don't make it through this? What if isn't the provision? What if this is where I fall apart? What if this is when I have that nervous breakdown? What if this is when my child, you know, walks away from God? What if, you know, whatever your what if, whatever that he says, do not fear that. And how do you combat fear? I think declaring the opposite that the word of God says, like to not fear. So you had to, you got to speak faith.
Yeah.
In that.
So let me, I want to break that verse down. That verse, by the way, you know, I'll be very honest with you. I'm 51 and I've been in church my entire life. And I can tell you that I'm sure I've read that verse, but I do not remember that verse until studying this. There's a verse similar to that when you start to go into it, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. So it says, he's like a tree planted by water. There's a scripture in Psalms that talks about that you'll reap in due season if you don't faint. And that's the scripture you kind of, if I said the beginning of that, hey, he's like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that's the scripture I was most associated to. But this scripture was illuminated to me. And I want to break this down for a second before we go any further, because you said when the heat comes, so it will come. I think we know a little something about that. You said the other day that somebody came to our house and they had walked in and said it was 103 outside. So we're in the heat now. But I want to just say this, you know, for the leaves to remain green, and in order for it to continually, it says it didn't cease to bear fruit. For those two things to happen, we have to go back to the beginning of the verse. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He's like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. So it for there to be heat, when there's heat on the surface, and you know, in order for the leaf to remain green and for fruit not to cease, the root has to be, we have to go back and say the root planted by water that's right there by the stream is an important thing. So we have to be planted and rooted, right? We have to be rooted by the water, which is the Holy Spirit. We have to be rooted into the Word of God, rooted into the Holy Spirit in order for our leaves to remain green and in order for us to not cease to bear fruit. I think you got to get
deep.
That in order.
It has to go deep.
Right.
And I just looked that up and it was talking about a farmer went out to sow his seed, and this is in Matthew 13. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path and the birds came up and ate it. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly. Mm. If you're not down, if what you're believing, the word of God is not down deep, it's shallow. It sprang up quickly, right? So we can have this real quick revelation of God and we can just go out, we're ready to win the world. But if it's not deep, it's on shallow ground because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they have no root.
So it's hot, just like it is. Both scenarios are hot, right?
Yes. But heat that came. Root, you got to make sure that you are rooted in the infallible truth of God's word. It's rooted so that when heat comes,
mm-hmm. it doesn't damage.
It doesn't wither and damage.
So look at both scenarios, heat came, right? The difference is one has no roots by the stream. The other has his roots into the stream deep. And so that it's built to handle the heat as long as its roots are planted near the source of water. That's interesting. You're sitting here listening to this and you're thinking, you know, you're saying, Dave, you know, I feel like I'm buried, right? Let's talk about that for a second. You know, when you're buried, when the difference in planted and buried, let's look at the fields by our house, Diana. There's a difference, and this just came to my mind for the first time, but there's a difference. Both of them can have community. Let's look at this for a second. What's the community of the fields by our house? What would be the nature of community, not people, but the plants there? What's communal about that? The fact that they're planted in rows, right? They're planted like in rows. There's strawberries planted with other strawberries. When they're growing corn, there's corn growing with other corn. They're planted in a community. Same thing really for being buried. The community is a graveyard. You know, you're buried as a dead person. You're buried next to another dead person, next to another dead person. So some of you feel like you're buried, but I want to encourage you that you're planted. And, you know, I'm reminded of the Chinese bamboo tree. And this, if you haven't studied this, I encourage you to do it. This is going to give you hope today. It takes years to grow and really seemingly does nothing for the first 4 years. I would venture to say that if you didn't know the process of the Chinese bamboo tree and you planted it, you would think that it was buried, dead and gone and over, because for the first 4 years, it seemingly does nothing on the surface. And we may feel like we are putting in a lot of effort and not seeing any results. But during this 4-year period, the roots are growing. Come on, someone say roots. The roots are growing deep and strong, as Diana mentioned, preparing for the season when the tree will finally break through and grow tall. So what's going on for the first 4 years is complete life. It's not death. It's not buried and dead, but it's planted and alive because you can't see it on the surface. So discouragement can set in, frustration can set in, disappointment can set in. Delay is not denial. And so here's the thing. What's going on is going on beneath the surface so that the roots can grow so it can sustain what God has purposed it to do. And so it's preparing for the season when the tree will break through and grow tall. The enemy may try to convince you that your dream is dead and buried, but God has a plan for you, and you are exactly where you need to be. So can I just say this? Keep watering the soil. Keep trusting in God. And here's the thing. Soon you will see the fruit of your labor. Don't give up because you're not buried. You're planted. Amen? You're planted. How many times in your life have you felt like you're buried? How many times? I mean, obviously you don't know the number, but I mean, how many countless times have you felt like I'm buried, but really you were planted and you just didn't know it?
A lot. And most of the time we don't know till we break through that that's what's going on. We feel, I think that that could be a flip. We talked about this in the last, one of the last ones about feeling isolated. So a lot of times when we're buried, we feel like we're alone and isolated. Mm-hmm. And it's not till we break through that we recognize that it was part of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And then we break through that, hey, I'm breaking through this and God was with me. And though it felt like this alone season, God was doing something on the inside of me. Mm-hmm. Down deep
see.
That I couldn't see.
You don't
down
want
deep.
To see sometimes.
That's
you
true.
Think about that. Do you think that, what do you think about that? I mean, I don't think sometimes we don't want to see it because we go to church, we hear the word, but then to apply it is a whole different set. That's a whole different thing, isn't it?
Well, I also was thinking about even when it comes down to this is I think knowing what part of that you're in is really important. And I think the Holy Spirit can help you let you know as like when you're feeling those seasons, like what season am I in? Am I in this dormant planted season that's mm-hmm. going to stay underground for a little while so I can get rooted and strong? Is that what I'm in? Or am I in this getting ready to break through? Am I in mm-hmm. the season of bearing fruit? So I think it's important to allow the Holy Spirit. I have a black thumb and I have a tendency to overwater everything
or not water it at all.
Or because I overwater everything, I'll go to the other extreme, like, and not water it, and it's literally like I don't know many people that can kill a cactus. Yeah. But I've killed cactuses.
Yeah, cactuses. So, like, dude, I can't listen. Can you put me back in the desert? Y'all's back porch is not where I could be.
Yeah. So I think it's important to know what season you're in. And also know how to care for that season, right? Some plants need more water and more light.
Yeah.
Some need less water and less light. Some need direct sunlight. Some need shade. Some need only, 4 hours.
But all of them need somebody else to grow them besides you.
If you're coming to me, you probably will be dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you, plant.
Right,
I have a black thumb.
But you've learned from it.
But here's the thing that's crazy. What I have looked at, and I have a picture of it. 1 year, my son came home from a college break, and I had a plant that started out really nice on our back porch.
Right.
And it looked dead, and I just kept the pot there.
Well, you skipped a space. It's about 6 months of not really watering it. It looked dead. Go ahead.
Yes.
No.
And then he came home. He's like, what in the world? So my son started caring for it and literally revived something. And so this is going to speak to someone. Something looks dead in your life. Mm-hmm. And it looks dried up and nothing can come of it.
Yeah.
It's like you made too many mistakes. The time passed you. All of these things that we tell ourselves. And it literally was just like hard brown twigs, in my opinion, the way I looked at it. And he came in, he just started caring for it before he left. I think it was a summer break. By the time he went back to school a couple months, this thing was back better than when I bought it, and he revived it. And so
don't leave.
Yeah. And sad to say, it is no more.
Yeah.
But my point to that is even when we look at something in our lives and feel like it is done and it'll never bear fruit.
Mm. Yeah.
Seek the Lord and the Holy Spirit and allow him to show you because he has a degree in reviving dead things.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at it as the journey of life, really what I hear, because it doesn't end. And we may face situations, and someone, you know, Diana spoke to this, may feel like your dreams and aspirations are buried. We may feel like that, you know, hey, it's time for me to give up. It's time to throw in the towel. But in moments like these, we have to remember that God has a plan. In Isaiah 61:3, I'm going to read this. The Lord declares he will give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So even when we feel buried, God is working behind the scenes to bring beauty out of our ashes. And so going back to the Chinese bamboo tree for a second, the process of the Chinese bamboo tree, I think, is a great illustration of this truth. After planting the seed, right? Not burying it, but planting the seed, the bamboo tree requires daily watering. You have to water it every single day. You have to fertilize it. You have to care for it. But you don't see any visible growth for the first 4 years. So you're literally watering dirt. You're fertilizing dirt in your mind. You're fertilizing, you're caring for dirt, you know? And to be honest with you, when you do that, I mean, you're exposing yourself to the naysayers. You know, there could be even someone close to you that said, why are you wasting your time with that dirt? And so, however, once it breaks through the soil, listen to this. This is speaking to somebody today. It grows up to 90 feet tall within 6 weeks. So the breaking point is coming, is there. Maybe the breaking point is there, but when you break through, understand what God has prepared under the ground is going to be in a growth spurt, is going to touch the world. And so I believe that. And so it's waiting patiently on God's timing, right? And it might seem crazy to keep watering that dirt, but the roots are setting underneath the surface and preparing to break through. And that's really what it is, right? There, it's this preparation going on, and God's working on our behalf, even though we can't see it.
I immediately just now thought of, have you planted whatever it is? Are you planting it or are you burying it? When I think of burying it, I feel like you're burying it because you are fearful or have doubt that it could produce fruit.
That's good.
So I feel like when you bury something, you bury it, you know, to cover your tracks.
Right.
You know, I think of, you know, you bury evidence. Yeah. It's like you're burying it.
Y'all heard that if anything ever happens to me.
So I think, what is your motive and what intent are you doing when you're burying? Are you burying it to hide it? Burying it because, hey, I don't want to do this, God. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm burying it because I don't have enough self-confidence that I can accomplish this through you. Why are you burying it, or are you making a decision? Because when you bury something, I think you are burying it. You're covering it up
right.
in the same soil with the intent of not seeing it come through. Or are you putting something in the ground with the expectation that it is going to produce something?
And with that expectation, that's where you water it, you take care of it, you fertilize it. And you know what? And going a little further, the enemy, I think, tries to convince us that our dreams are dead and buried. And that's his specialty, right? He tries to do that, but God has planted us all along, and we must trust in his timing and remain faithful to his plan in our life. And so we must continue to water the dirt. Water the dirt. That's what you got to do. You got to water the dirt. You got to take that hose and you got to just be dedicated to water that dirt, even though you can't see it, and knowing that our breakthrough is on the way. Amen. And that's a powerful thing. And I think that when we learn this, you know, are you having a funeral? You know, when you were saying that, I was thinking of like people standing around, like, you know, standing over their dreams, standing over their marriage, standing over their children, standing over their sick circumstances, and then kind of like, you know, having a funeral. Or is it just the beginning? Like, hey, this is something that is I'm planting into the ground of God, right? Into the soil of faith. And I'm going to water it and care for it and believe that it's going to break forth and produce fruit for generations. Amen. There's a difference there.
I think there's also a balance. So it talks about planting, watering, fertilizing. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, maybe we can be so full of like faith and tenacity that we don't ground ourselves in the Word of God and what the Word of God says. So I think it's about having some of those things in balance. Like some plants need more, you know, minerals than others, like specific. Mm-hmm. So I think you also have to make sure that you're not only just full of this, like, hey, I've seen lots of people start out with good intentions of like, accomplishing great things and mighty things in God, but they weren't grounded in the complete truth of God's word. So I think, like, you have to, like, they have this, they grabbed a hold of one part of his word and they're running with it, but it takes the whole word of God to encompass, because you're going to run into, you know, different things as you walk out the promises of God and the dreams of God. So I feel like you have to make sure that everything's in balance, because then we can start getting so busy about working in our, you know, our craft or our gifting or our ministry or our career. We get so busy doing that that we don't continue to grow ourselves and educate ourselves in things, which means you kind of get burnt out. You get kind of...
Well, I'm hearing grounded. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about soil, you know, grounded in the Word of God. So where are you planting it? And that's a really good point, because if it's a God thing, the difference in, then there's the slight differences where the enemy can kind of take us down the path of something being buried versus something being planted. We're planted in God's Word. But, you know, in the world, it's really, it'll leave you buried. You know, the word will bury you under task and under stress and under, anxiety. But we're planted in God's word. There's really the difference too. And when you're planted in the word of God, that's the proper soil. You were talking about balance. I mean, I don't know that much about, you know, soil, but we have these fields around our house, and they're constantly, like you were talking about the other day, they're constantly doing things. And I think it has to do with balance, right? It has to do with the soil being properly balanced.
I do think that. Soil. And hey, sometimes the first crop isn't as sweet or as good. Sometimes it takes a few crops to get to where it really needs to be. I did mention this on in a group setting that I was part of a couple nights ago. It was really blessed my heart. It was with many, probably about 30 women that part of their ministry is worship ministry, and so it was just a time together. But we talked about the fields. The next morning, it was a smaller group. Some stayed over, and the next morning they were talking about harvesting and the fields by our house. It's so weird. When we moved out to where we're at, we've been here about 7 years, but I noticed, like, one morning we would leave, and it was like the strawberries. And then we leave from work, and we came home, all the fields were like tore up, and it was dirt. And then it would be like 2 days later, it would be peppers. And then that grew for, it seemed like only maybe a month. Then you'd see everybody picking them. And then, you know, like within a day or so, gone. Then there'd be flowers. And so I really do believe, I don't know much about farming, but I do believe, and this is different seasons that we go in, I do believe that they are very strategic about what they're planting behind the next, not only because of the seasons, like different seasons are a way for, like, different crops need different types of weather. So I think that's one thing. But also, I believe that whatever crop was there before leaves something behind in that soil to nourish it. So maybe you're going from one season to another and you don't even understand. Like, it wasn't a season that you've come out of that you felt like you bore much fruit. It's like, I did all these things and it didn't end the way I thought it was going to end. Now I'm going into this next season. Don't curse that. Yeah. Maybe that season was a little, like, there wasn't a lot of fruit per se, or there wasn't a lot of things that you could say, hey, God met me here and this is what happened. But it may have been something being left in that ground for the next season to be planted on, that something that nourished that soil for the next, like a building block. I have to believe that those fields, that they're very strategic about what they plant, because I do believe it has, not only the season we're in and the planting right now is not always about today. It might be about the next season.
Yeah. Amen. So we're going to pray for you today. We're going to pray for you, and I'm going to say this. Let's just join our hands here. Heavenly Father, help us to trust in your plan for our lives, even when we feel buried. God, we're going to feel buried, Lord. There's going to be times when we feel like we're buried, but remind us that we're planted and rooted in you. Help us to remain faithful and patient, knowing that our breakthrough is on the way, and we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hey, make sure if this podcast blesses you, subscribe on YouTube, ring that little bell so you're notified when the new episodes drop, which are on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Also, if you would follow us on Spotify or Apple, make sure you subscribe there as well. Share it. If you're on social media, tag us. We want to see what the Lord's doing in your life. And last but not least, our Game Changer app, Game Changer by IPD Agency. You can download it anywhere apps are downloaded. And we would love to have you join us. There's tons of resources there. And that's also how you can connect with our Marketplace ministry. Diane and I will see you next week for another episode of Game Changer Podcast. We love you guys. Have a good one.